Today, President Bush stressed again that the war against terrorism will be difficult and long. Speaking to cadets at the Virginia Military Institute, he warned that with the spring thaw in Afghanistan, members of the Al-Qaeda network may regroup and try to strike again. He did not mention Osama bin Laden, whose whereabouts remain unknown. The president also discussed the Middle East and the just-ended 10-day tour there by Secretary of State Colin Powell. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The White House has been careful not to say what expectations it had for Powell's trip to the Middle East. And even though the Secretary of State heads home with little to show for his efforts, President Bush today said progress was made. He said the trip demonstrated the administration's commitment to playing a leadership role in the search for peace.
In the stricken faces of mothers, Palestinian mothers, and Israeli mothers, the entire world is witnessing the agonizing cost of this conflict. Now every nation and every leader in the region must work to end terror.
And the president repeated his demand that each side in the Middle East take steps to stop the violence.
The Palestinian Authority must act on its words of condemnation against terror. Israel must continue its withdrawals.
The president first called for the immediate withdrawal of Israeli troops from the West Bank almost 2 weeks ago. Those troops are still there, even after Secretary Powell's trip. This morning, the president also had a message to Arab nations in the region, specifically mentioning Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. He praised each for its help in the war on terrorism, but referring to the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians, he also said Arab states have a responsibility to, quote, stop funding or inciting terror.
And all parties must say clearly that a murderer is not a martyr. He or she is just a murderer.
The president concluded his comments on the Middle East with this.
And all parties must realize that the only vision for a long-term solution is for two states, Israel, Palestine, to live side by side in security and in peace.
That's not a new position for the White House, and right now the president might be happy just to see negotiations underway towards such a long-term solution. But for the moment, Secretary Powell's inability to secure a ceasefire or a promise of one suggests that negotiations are far away. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.